Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Rob, and I wanted to tell you about what you're about to listen to, which is an audio recording of a video podcast that we did with the first of our Miss Survivor finalists, Jenna Maraska. Now, if you would like to see this video, all you have to do is go to Rob Has a Website, click on the post with Jenna Maraska, and you'll be able to see this video in its entirety. So if you want to see any of the things that we're about to talk about, be sure to come on by and check it out. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final round of the Miss Survivor voting. I'm Rob Cesternino, alongside Nicole.
Hello.
And you are about to watch our video interview with Jenna Maraska, one of the five finalists that you voted to be Miss Survivor. So we're going to talk to Jenna, as we're going to talk to our five finalists over the next week. And then you guys will have the opportunity to vote in the week leading up to the Survivor One World premiere. All right, everybody, we are now going to be joined by one of our nominees for Miss Survivor, the winner of Survivor the Amazon. You voted her into the finals. Here she is, Jenna Maraska. Jenna, welcome to the finals.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Yes, we're doing very well.
Yes, it seems like someone gave you some peanut butter and chocolate, Jenna.
Yes, what is going on there?
I was trying to figure out what to wear because it's such a big deal. And I was thinking, like, what would I wear in the final question of Miss USA? And I had, like, all these evening gowns picked out. And then I just decided this would be better.
Yes.
Do you like it?
That's the right choice.
Yes. I'm naked, but I actually am wearing my buff.
Oh, yes.
You tricked us.
Yes.
So tricky.
The original Jacare
nice
buff also, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, now I'll sit normal so it doesn't look like I'm
yes
a slut.
Yeah, not wearing your red finals buff.
I know, well, that's the only one we had in the house. It was just no choice.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Yeah. All right. Well, Jenna, before we get into Miss Survivor, how is Ethan doing?
He's doing good. He's right here on the couch. They can't see that.
The potential Mr. Survivor.
Yes, the first man of Survivor is on the line.
Potential.
Oh, no, I don't know. He just got up. That might motivate him. He's doing his push-ups, he said.
Okay. Everything else outside of Miss Survivor is good?
Yeah, everything else is good. I mean, school started. I don't know if that's good or bad. This is actually my last semester, which is weird. And then I'll be completed my master's degree, and then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Yes. And has your master's degree prepared you for the Miss Survivor competition?
I think so. I learned a lot about interpersonal relationships, and I
ooh
think that's what it's all about, according to Russell.
Yes, according to Russell. All right, so what do you say?
Let's jump right in.
Let us begin your official Miss Survivor finals interview. All right, Jenna.
Are there any math questions?
No. Well,
we're saving that for last.
Yeah. We can't make any promises. Jenna, why should you be crowned Miss Survivor?
God, I don't know. That's a hard question. I mean, there are so many other great Survivor women at this point. There's been so many seasons and I couldn't even.
No kneecap sucking.
We don't suck kneecaps on this podcast.
But I think if you want to think of in terms of someone who loved the show, like genuinely, wasn't found at a bar, I was genuinely a fan and really loved the show and really wanted to win, then that would be me. And also, like, I am the CEO and founder of Winning by Flirting.
Whoa.
So I'm kind of like the granddaddy of that.
Yes.
Granted, my flirting now compared to what these people do is a little bit different, but mm-hmm I still started a pretty big trend.
The yes grandmama of flirting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you excited for another men versus women season?
You know, I am excited for men versus women, but I'm more excited for the One World twist. I actually think that's a great idea, and I can't believe they haven't done that sooner. There's going to be so much stuff going on that could never happen if people were, I mean, there's so much more to think about as a contestant. I don't think it would be that fun. But as a viewer, it's going to be great because there's going to be drama all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, agreed.
Good answer
yeah,
so
very
far?
Very good answer.
How's she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good?
Thumbs up so far.
Okay. Jenna, are there any special talents that you have that you would bring to the title of Miss Survivor?
Miss Survivor needs talent.
Yes.
Well, I'm great on a stripper pole.
Really?
That I have going for me. I can do some really crazy Cirque du Soleil stuff on the silks. And I could probably diagnose all the rest of the contestants.
Yes.
With any clinical illnesses they have.
You'd be very busy doing that.
And I just... You know what? I'm old school. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing I bring is just, like, experience and wisdom and knowledge of being around Survivor for so long. And being able to do so many cool things about Survivor. Being able to, like, do the pre-interviews and be able to do Survivor Live and still be involved with CBS somehow is actually really cool.
Yeah, you are by far and away the longest tenured Survivor up for nomination.
I know. I mean, I'm talking about, like, stretching it out. Like, I think we've done pretty well at maintaining in the industry and the business and keeping our face out there and, you know, just kind of being involved with CBS. I'm not saying that I think Amazing Race was the greatest decision.
Okay.
But
well, this is not this Amazing Race, so you don't have to worry about...
That's out of the equation.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any of that.
I thought that's what this was.
Yeah. So she
got... both going to be...
Sure, but I think we just want to stick with Miss Survivor. I think that it's in your best interest. Keep it to Miss Survivor.
I agree.
So we have brains and pole tricks. I think that's a lethal combination.
Yeah. And brawn. I got some muscle.
And some brawn. Whoa. Brains, brawn, and pole tricks.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have some muscle behind my hustle.
Yes. How has the campaign been going? Have you been hearing from all sorts of people?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been interesting because I think there's two schools of thought and everybody has different, you know, requirement of what Miss Survivor is. I think it is a little bit different for everybody. So, you know, I think it's a pretty, it's hotly debated. You have started something that is blue and way big.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Yeah, we've really created a lot of controversy.
Yes. People are going, they're going nuts.
I bet, because it's different for everybody. And you know, like, when it comes down to picking, like, their favorite winner or who's the best strategic player, that is, like, people can debate that for, like, the next 20 years. Like, no one's ever going to agree on that, yes. What it takes to be a good winner or player or whatever, other than the fact that you're a great player, Rob.
Oh, well, I think everybody agrees. Thank you. Sucking kneecaps is, it can only help in this competition.
At least why do people suck at kneecaps if they want to suck up? There's plenty of other things to suck other than kneecaps.
Whoa.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Not that kind of competition. All right, how about this, Jenna? Is there anything that we don't know about your competitors that you would like to bring to light?
Do you want to dish the dirt?
You know what? Due to the fact that I might play Survivor again, I'm going to say no to that question.
There's nothing that we don't know.
So you defer.
I'm going to defer. I'm not going to say I don't know anything because I actually know a lot of stuff because I'm always in the gossip. But due to the fact that I think that I might play Survivor again, maybe, who knows, I think I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, like the good wife.
Can okay. you at least give us a blind item?
Blind item.
Ethan's giving me an evil eye over there.
Says no. Okay.
I'm going to play fifth. Ethan's okay. giving me the stank eye on the couch.
You have to listen to Mr. Survivor.
Is there anything that we don't know about Ethan that you'd like to tell us?
How much time do you have?
All right. Yeah, all right. all right, so we have a lot of questions from our listeners.
From our loyal listeners.
Yes, they are ultimately the voters in this competition. We have five questions that we've picked out from the voters. Okay, are you ready for question number one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. This one comes from Zach Brooks. He says, is there anyone else who deserves to be in the Miss Survivor running? Anyone else?
Anyone?
Anyone? Is there anyone else? If you couldn't be in the Miss Survivor, was there anyone else that you could think of? Anyone who's not here?
There's a bunch of people, actually, that I would think of to put in there. I don't know. I would want to put some, like, maybe an old school person in there, like Colleen.
Is there?
I hear whispers.
Is there anyone else? Is there
anyone else? Anyone? At all? Anyone
that you could think of?
Well, Ethan saying that it should be Jen Lyon, but posthumously.
Yes.
I don't think you could do.
Yes. Well, she's. Well,
who am I supposed to say?
Okay. I think that maybe somebody was.
You want to say Heidi?
Yes, that's what.
We got it.
Did anyone else pick up on that final jury question, or was it just like us people there? Did anyone else?
Oh, they all picked up on it.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking for that.
It was a very popular question.
Heidi deserves to be in here.
Yes. All right, Nicole, what is our next question?
Okay, our next question comes from Molly Shock, and she says, I respect beauty as well as brains. What are three books that you recommend?
Oh, Jenna, put you on the spot.
We know you're a big reader.
Okay, so I love World War Z. That's one of my favorite books. Obviously, all the Hunger Games, because I love that kind of stuff. They're all zombie books because, you know, I'm obsessed with zombies. But you should read The Passage by Justin Cronin. It's one of the best books I've ever read, and the sequel is coming out soon. It's a really big book, but it's totally worth it.
Okay.
I read a lot of books. Ask Ethan. I'm like a crazy book reader, surprisingly.
A crazy book reader. Any books we should not read?
You shouldn't read anything political.
Okay. That's
good answer.
Fair enough.
Don't waste your time. Just watch CNN or Fox News, whatever your affiliation is. You can get all the information there, and you can save your book reading for, like, the fantasy and drama and crime and thriller. Yes.
Okay.
I just read Us Weekly.
Yes. Nicole
I
says
pictures.
No books.
I love Us Weekly. I'm a subscriber.
Mm-hmm. Us too.
Okay. Question number three, Jenna. Always
this is a tough question.
Always a ding, marry, kill. Question number three. Ding, marry, kill. This comes from Sam Liardi. Ding, marry, kill. Butch, Dina, or Roger?
This could be a make or break you question.
Yes. It gives us a good idea where your head is at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to kill Roger because he's a chauvinist.
Okay.
And he's the bossy, and I don't do that. So then we have Ding and Mary, right?
Right.
Between Dina and Butch?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so hard.
Nobody said this was going to be easy.
We got the tough questions.
Okay. I think that I would have to, and this is going to sound surprising, but let me explain. I'm going to have to ding Butch.
Okay.
And marry Dina. Only because when you ding Butch, I could do once and close my eyes and think of somebody else and then get him the hell out of there. And Dina... You know, when you're married, you don't really have sex all the time, except for you guys, obviously. But, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, obviously you guys are all hot and heavy. But, like, you know, most married couples, like, you can say, like, yeah, we're not supposed to do it anymore. So, and Dina's, like, smart. She has a good job. She could probably support me if I wanted to be a loser. So that would be my justification.
Okay.
Kill Roger, ding Butch, marry Dina.
I bet Butch would be on fire in the bedroom.
Yes, always. And he's good at getting wood.
I would have to believe in myself, though, in order to date Butch.
Okay. All right. Good answer.
I like that question. That's a hard one.
That's what Butch said.
We should do more of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do more Ding, Mary, Kill.
All right. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Only one in the finals.
Only one, sorry.
Only one in the finals. All right.
Okay, so Evelyn Huang wants to know, what is your stance on Indonesian orphanages?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, orphanages.
Ethan's laughing because when the whole debacle happened, and I might have said in the heat of the moment, walking away, that I hope the effing orphanage burns down, but I didn't mean it.
Obviously.
What is that? Oh, that's a roadblock. Wait, are you roadblocking one of the other competitors in the competition?
I would like to roadblock all of those orphanages and all those orphans and all the people who made it difficult for me in the Amazing Race.
Those
my stance on orphanages, I My stance would be that I'm willing to bet that that orphanage is like a mansion now with like gold-plated sinks because it had so much money by the time we all left there because we just threw all of our money at it that I'm sure that they're doing a lot better.
And I donated my winnings.
And I'm going to donate my winnings today. To that orphanage.
Wow.
In honor of you
guys. Oh, wow. You're getting answers from yes. from someone over there. I don't yes. know if that's fair.
This is, somebody has a coach.
It's Mr. Survivor, potentially.
The first man. Oh, no.
Coach and Ethan are going to make a movie called 360.
360.
It's going to circle back around to Kill Reality. Coach and Ethan are just going to walk back into the Kill Reality set.
Yes.
Like it was like no days have passed.
By the way, did you have a review? I know you were at the 180 premiere recently.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think more like thumbs in my ass because I...
So that's a thumbs up.
I don't really know what happened. I just know that there was screaming and yes. I looked at the TV and there was screaming and then they were, Coach and Danielle were kissing. And then I'm not really sure what else happened, but yeah, you know, his hair looked good. He looked good.
Okay.
Yes.
Always up on the hair.
Always looking at the positive.
Yes. Do you think that that Danielle's role in 180 may have cost her a shot for Miss Survivor?
I don't know. I mean, did she take her top off? You don't have to. He's crawling on the ground. We can
Why?
See you, by
Why?
The way.
Why?
I don't know. I think that if they made out, I think more topless scenes might have
been with Coach.
You know, maybe
to be fair,
given her that.
I do not believe that there is a topless scene in 180 for Danielle DiLorenzo.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think there should have been.
Yeah, that's our first mistake.
Taken five spots.
Okay.
You know, who doesn't want to see those hooters?
Those double D's.
That's all I was.
Yes,
I'm just watching for a nipple.
That's a full fat salad right there.
We want a nip slip.
Yes. All right.
It's one of those olives to flip out.
One last question from our listeners, Jenna. This is from Paul Kohler. And he writes, one Dairy Queen store in Pittsburgh had a signed picture of you on the wall for a number of years until it merged with an Orange Julius.
Oh, no.
How do you respond to being voted out by Orange Julius after the merge?
Those bastards.
You know what? I didn't even want to say anything, but Orange Julius is an asshole.
No.
He's not good. He's a total ripoff of a Slurpee anyway.
Yes.
And does anyone drink Orange Julius anymore? That's so 1991.
I've never had one.
I've never had one either.
Yes.
So there.
See? Yeah. Exactly my...
Yes.
Who's stealing the media now, Orange Julius?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, Dairy Queen had the Jenna picture up, but then it merged with Orange Julius, and they took it down.
You couldn't make the merge.
And you know what happened? Stocks have went way down since then. Never been the same.
It hasn't been the same.
Yes.
They need to put my face on a dilly bar.
Jenna, do you have any closing statements as to make your final case?
Why should you be Miss Survivor?
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know. That's such a hard question. But actually, to be honest with you, I'm so honored to even be in the top, you know, the top girls. I think it's great. And I'm really happy. You know, I love Survivor so much, just like you guys do. And I've always loved it. And I've always been a fan. And I've always tried to, like, represent the brand and always tried to stay involved with CBS and Survivor somehow, no matter what we're doing, because it's so important to me to still, you know, kind of, I don't know, be in that Survivor world because I love it so much. So I'm just hoping that people, you know, vote for, you know, the person that they love. And I hope they vote for me because they know I love the show. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But either way, I'm totally honored to even be in this group. So I really appreciate everybody who voted for me. I think that's really wonderful. I'm really thankful. Oh,
fantastic answer.
Fantastic answer. And will there be any inappropriate tweeting if you are to hold the crown of Miss Survivor? If you were to sit on the Iron Throne of Miss Survivor?
I think if I win, I think we'll have to do like a topless inappropriate tweet night.
What? Oh, wow.
Topless inappropriate tweet night. Even Ethan, yeah, he's got his whole, he's totally naked over here, just waiting.
Why isn't the camera on him?
Yeah, this is a big campaign promise.
I can deliver. I think that would be perfect to have an inappropriate tweet. We can do a Survivor-themed one.
Okay. Naked Survivor, inappropriate tweet night.
Inappropriate tweet night.
Yes.
Well, sounds like a plan.
Jenna, you would certainly be a worthy winner of Miss Survivor if the votes go your way. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. The voting is going to begin sometime next week once we get all these interviews up. But Jenna, we wish you the best of luck, and
we're glad that you made the top five.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. This is awesome. I'm very appreciative and totally honored. So I'm glad to be on the show again too.
Please tell Ethan he can stop crawling on the floor.
And to
also
please put some clothes on.
One of those is not going to make it before we hang up.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, all right, Jenna and Ethan. Thank you, and good luck in the competition.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Nicole, there you have it. Jenna Maraska.
Wowzer.
She did a amazing job there.
That's going to be tough to beat. She was pretty much naked.
Pretty much naked.
She did give you a boob shot. There are votes.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to beat.
She does pull tricks.
Does pull tricks.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to want to stay tuned to robhasawebsite.com to get your chance to vote for Miss Survivor. And until then, we'll see you soon.
Got nothing for you.